We've been discussing Hashgacha Pratis for the last few days. A lot more can be said about it. We haven't really attempted anything like a systematic and comprehensive discussion, but we're going to move on. Just one last day before we do that, touch on a related topic, distinct but connected, that of Bitachon and Hishtadlus. So most of what we've been discussing is abstract, intellectual questions. What do we believe? What do we know about the way God runs the world? What does that mean, Lemaisa? Do we do anything differently based on these different theological models? And the answer is not really. Pretty much we do the same thing. Bitachon and Hishtadlus is the question of how much should a person be Mishtadel? How much should he try versus how much should he just trust in God, rely on God, and let God take care of him? So usually, practically, most of these theoretical models don't have that much of a nafkamina, but sometimes they do, both in Chazal as well as in Lemaisa. One very interesting example we have is Yosef. It says Yosef was in the dungeon there. So it says he asked the Saramashkim to please, when he got out, to please remember him to Paro. And it says, V'lo zachar Saramashkim es Yosef ayishkacheyu. Saramashkim forgot, and it was 2 years later when he finally remembered, when Paro had his dreams. So many of us know, Chazal's pshat, Rashi brings it, Yosef was being punished. Yosef was Orer HaGever Asher Sam Basar Miftacho, I think. It says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, blessed is he who trusts in Hashem, who has bitachon, cursed is he who is not batach in Hashem, who puts his faith in Basar V'dam, in princes. And Yosef was punished by having to wait 2 years because of his lack of bitachon in Hashem, because of his over-reliance on Basar V'dam. As we said, in this topic, virtually everything has a flip side. We have the Ralbag's view of this pasuk. He says that, and he always has his toelios, his lists of important lessons we learn from the Pesukim in Tanakh. He says the lesson is, a person should always be mishtadel to do whatever he can to get out of a tight spot. You see what Yosef did, no matter how, every possible avenue of getting out, he took. He told the Saramashkim, and indeed it worked. The Saramashkim eventually remembered him. As to why it was 2 years late, he says, Fakir, he says, Hashem made the Saramashkim remember at the best time, the time when Paro was willing to listen, the time when Paro had a need, when Paro, you see that Yosef had his meteoric rise to the Prince of Egypt right over there. He says, Adrabah, that was all part of the Hashgachas Hashem. Yosef did his best, and Hashem helped him, and that's what you see from the Pasha, that wonderful, do exactly what Yosef did. Suppose you could argue that they're not really arguing in principle, they're disagreeing about what was the proper conduct in this particular case, but anyway, that there are these two very different approaches to the story of Yosef and the Saramashkim. Similarly, we find the Ramban, in Parashat B'chukosai, the Ramban says that a Jew, at least a Jew on a high madrega, when he's sick, he seeks a Navi, he seeks God, he finds out, why is God afflicting me, what have I done wrong? Which is certainly always the correct approach of a Jew, that when something goes wrong, you're supposed to be mefashfesh from myself, because I'll say, if something goes wrong, this person is supposed to check, what have I done wrong? Why is Hashem punishing me? But the Ramban goes further. The Ramban says that you're not supposed to go to doctors. Ma chelek l'rofim beveis Oved Hashem. And Oved Hashem has no business going to doctors. There were kings, it says, Asa, I think, he was punished for Gam b'cholyav, lo darash b'Hashem kiim b'rofim. He didn't seek God, he went to the doctors. Some of Farshim learn that the problem was that he didn't see God at all. He only sought the doctors. Had he done both, which is what we're usually advised to do, that would have been fine. But the Ramban says, no, the problem was specifically that he saw doctors. He should not have been going to doctors. So the Akedas Yitzchak, Yitzchak HaRama, vehemently rejects this. He says, he goes on and on and on in Parshas Vayishlach, discussing Yaakov's Hishtadlus, about how a person always has to be Mishtadel to do whatever he can, and to always, any possible Mahalik to get him out of a tight spot. And he says, and after I explain this to you for pages, he says, look at what the Ramban wrote in B'chukosai. He says that a person shouldn't go to doctors. Mi yishma'ila v'davar azeh, he says. And he says, this is completely wrong. Rav Dessler doesn't bring that kedah. Rav Dessler brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that Chizkiya HaMelech hid the Sefer HaRefuos. What was the Sefer HaRefuos? Why did he hide it? So the Rambam has his own pshat, not going to get into it, but he says, I want to make sure, he says, you don't make the mistake of learning the pshat of other people, that Sefer HaRefuos was a medical book which Chizkiya hid because it was reducing people's bitachon. When they got sick, they went straight to the medical book and healed themselves and didn't have to be batach b'Hashem. The Ramban says that this pshat is, the Rambam says this pshat is pernicious and stupid. He calls it like sheker and chazav and dofi and gnai and hitzol, all kinds of choice words for it. He says it's just like a person who's hungry and eats bread. There's no chisar and bitachon. That's the way Hashem made the world. That's what you're supposed to do. There's no chisar and bitachon in going to a doctor. Rav Dessler tries to argue it's not really a machlokas. They're speaking about people on different madregas. And most achronim do say about the Ramban, even if they accept it, they say, don't try this at home, it's for people on a very high madrega. But in any event, whatever the Rambam may have meant, Vakeda specifically tackles the Ramban and disagrees. Vakeda himself says, I do not agree with the Ramban, I think the Ramban is wrong. So be that as it may, it definitely is a machlokas as to whether, assuming he understood the Ramban correctly, it is a machlokas as to how much ishtadlus is appropriate and how much a person on a high madrega, at least in the area of refuah, should not seek medical attention and simply be batech b'Hashem and seek counsel of the Navi.